Thank you, Madam Chair, and I apologize for using yet more microphone time. But there were a couple things I really had been reflecting on and felt the need to comment on. Some of you may not be surprised by that. The distinguished representative of India and some others this afternoon have mentioned the need for all BWC states parties to pay their assessed contributions. I want to add my voice to theirs. This is not at all exciting, but it's a practical, important way to strengthen BWC institutions. And I raise this point particularly because, according to the latest Status of Contributions report, we don't have enough money to hold November's meeting of states parties. Nor, actually, do we have the money required to pay for the review conference. We could do part of it, maybe 2 weeks out of the notional up to 3 weeks, but when my delegation called for a two-week review conference, our idea wasn't that we would pay for 3 weeks and get two. We find that to be sobering information. I heard an interesting statistic cited in an earlier intervention. I apologize, I'm changing subjects here, but there was a reference to hundreds of overseas military laboratories supposedly operated by the United States. I've seen this talking point in the press in recent weeks as well. Madam Chair, this is an example of something called disinformation, or to be charitable, maybe just misinformation. It's very much like saying things that are not actually true. I can't help observing that those complaining about a lack of transparency in this context are, in fact, actually notorious for, well, yes, lack of transparency. This is also an example of recycling, but not in a particularly positive sense, since we've seen these points before. There are really only two possible explanations. Either these delegations have misplaced a decimal point somewhere, or what they're actually referring to are the public and animal health laboratories owned and operated by countries around the world that have been upgraded, renovated, or constructed with support from the United States government. Now, much of this work has, in fact, yes, been funded by the U.S. Department of Defense. There's a backstory to that. That effort had its origin in efforts to ensure the safety and security of materials and facilities in the former Soviet Union, specifically facilities that had been part of the former Soviet biowarfare program. That program continued because we recognized the need to build health security capacities around the world. It's regrettable that that effort, the work we have done to sustain and build laboratory safety and security and disease surveillance capacities in many BWC states parties is being maligned, frankly. But finally, Madam Chair, let me just, since this is the very last section of this MX at the end of the intersessional process, we would like to very briefly reflect on the work of MX5. In 2017, the U.S. agreed to support an intersessional work program that included a new MX dedicated to examining the full range of options to strengthen this convention, including legally binding ones. It wasn't an easy swallow for some in Washington, you may recall. We did this because, in our view, it ought to be possible for BWC states parties to take action on issues where we have agreement while continuing to discuss those on which there is not agreement. We hoped that this would actually yield substantive, engaged conversations about what today's biological threats look like and how they can best be addressed under the BWC. Now, on the whole, there hasn't been as much of that as we'd hoped. As my colleague noted earlier, we've heard plenty of calls to resume protocol negotiations, but relatively little in the way of efforts to explore ways to address the political and technical challenges that we and others have outlined in these meetings, the challenges that derailed protocol negotiations to begin with. We absolutely recognize that many states parties continue to aspire to the negotiation of a protocol, but just repeating that statement is maybe not the best way to achieve the goal. In that respect, I do want to give the Russian Federation's WP3 some credit. It proposes a negotiating mandate for a new supplemental treaty, but it doesn't call it a protocol. It's not the ad hoc group, it would be a new body, and it eliminates any reference to verification from the mandate, which I suppose was directed at us. as a goodwill gesture. I don't think that proposal is going to get us where we need to go, but it's at least an effort to look for ways past our longstanding deadlock. And that's where I want to close, Madam Chair, that as long as we continue collectively to treat protocol negotiation and practical, more immediate action as antithetical, as an either-or proposition, I believe we are going to remain stuck. And as we look towards the review conference, it's time for all of us to get a little more creative. Thank you.